This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Friday, October 17, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Christy van der Merwe. Making headlines today. The Kucha Development Corporation has invited submissions for the proposed development of a liquid storage and transshipment facility in the Kucha Industrial Development Zone. Project manager Dwayne Mouton said that the deadline for proposals is November 12. A preferred investor would be selected by February 2009. The CDC will select the preferred investor based on several criteria. This includes experience in fuel storage and container shipment facilities, approach and methodology, qualifications, as well as Black economic empowerment status. The storage capacity would be on a build, operate, and transfer basis. It would cover an estimated 1 million cubic meters. On Thursday, ArcelorMittal South Africa confirmed that its export-focused Saldanha steel mill has been affected by the worldwide slowdown in demand. It said that it was running well below capacity. The JSE-listed group also confirmed that maintenance shutdowns planned for the first quarter of 2009 were now likely to be brought forward at its other mills. This is owing to a generalized slowdown in domestic demand. ArcelorMittal South Africa is able to produce 8 million tons of flat and long steel yearly. The company had already dropped domestic prices for October and November, in line with the global price slump. Parent company ArcelorMittal said that it could cut output by 15% globally if needed. Also making headlines, South Africa is seen to be cutting growth forecasts, as well as the budget surplus. Mondi will give land to two communities in a benchmark restitution deal. Retailers are warned of a gloomy prognosis for Christmas sales. And the weak rand will push Gautrain costs upwards. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.